Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadu Shabbos, learning Klal Tes. We're talking about the concept of Gemara. We left off with the question that we seem to have a contradiction between a Gemara in Baba Kama, according to the understanding of the Rashba, and a Gemara in Shabbos. The Rashba says that the Gemara in Baba Kama, which says, if Reuben is maimed Shimon's behema on Levi's Kama, on Levi's grain, which is growing, so Reuben is chayiv for the action of Shimon's animal. And the question is, which one of the others in Zikin is that? The Rashba says that's called Adam HaMazik. So based on what we've been saying, the idea of the person taking the power of the animal, using it to consume the Tevuah of Levi, is called Adam HaMazik. That makes sense according to what we've been saying. But we know the halacha is that a person is allowed to take his animal out into the field on Shabbos, that the animal should graze. And we don't say that the person is being mechal on Shabbos, that he's using the car of the animal to do the malach of kotzer. The animal which is grazing is being kotzer, growing things from their source, that's the malach of kotzer. So what's the difference? So the Chazisha says, along the lines of what the Achiezer said, that malachas, which the derech was to use the karech of the animal to accomplish it, so for example, choresh, they would plow, they would have an animal pull the plow, and the power of the animal would be that which breaks the hard earth. The strength of the animal could pull the plow and break the earth. So the derech was to use the animal for that purpose. So that's when the person is going to be chayiv for the action that the animal does, as if he did it. But people in general doing kotzer did not use the animal for ksira. They did ksira by hand. So since it wasn't the derech to do it, you don't see melachah machshavas the gabi Shabbos. It says the gabi nizikin, the ikur chiyav atar is not for the mice, it's for the result. So he used this koyach to create this result. So for the zikin, that's enough to make him be chayav to pay. When it comes to Shabbos, he has to have a shame of his maisa, and it's not considered his maisa because it's not the derech to do it. So melachah machshavas would only consider it his because it's a derech to do it, along the lines of the Achiezer that we said. The final caveat that we're going to add in regards to the concept of Melech HaMashabbos is that it has to be nicker, the result has to be nicker. So where is this relevant? Rosh Shlomo Zalman has it. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchusa quotes from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, a long footnote in Shmir Shabbos Kilchusa in Perich of Gimel, which parallels a tshuva from Rosh Shlomo Zalman in Michal Shlomo, where he talks about the issue of using elevators on Shabbos. One of the concerns of using an elevator on Shabbos is when a person steps into the elevator, it's a Shabbos elevator, which he's not pushing the buttons to open the door, close the door, it stops on the floor automatically, etc. So that's not the issue. He steps into the elevator, at that point in time, nothing happens because he just stands there. But as the elevator moves, his body weight is helping the process. In certain cases, the elevator is actually generating electricity as it's moving, and his body is helping generate that electricity. So is that considered the weight of the person? Is that considered his maisa or a grama? Rosh Shlomo Zalman goes with approach that's considered a grama. There are those that consider it his maisa, but that's not for our conversation right now. But he says, so when he walks in, nothing happens. Afterwards, it's moving. That's just happening. Memelos, that's like a groma. But he's generating something. So you should say, but you should use the Svar Melech HaMashabbos, Asur Torah, to say that he's going to be held responsible for the electricity which is generating, which is then fed back into the grid, which moves the elevator and lights the lights in the building, etc. So his body weight is being gurum electricity, which is turning on lights. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that the way the system works is if there's no electricity being generated by the elevator, the electric current from the company provides that. So the bulb will be lit either way. So we don't see any difference between his action and a case where he didn't do anything of non-action. Whether he's there or not, that the bulb is going to burn the same amount. Behind the scenes, it's either being done because of the electricity from the company or because electricity generated by his weight moving. But either way, the result is exactly the same. So he says, in a situation where the result is exactly the same, there's no concept of Melech HaMashabbos. Something which is a grama, not a maisa, but you want to say he should be held responsible because it's Mechel Mashabbos, he's using this Koyach to accomplish something of significance. But it's not significant, because either way it's going to happen anyway. So that's not called Melechel Mashabbos. That's how he approaches. And he brings multiple rayas to this idea that if the result is going to be true either way, the idea of Melechel Mashabbos doesn't apply. So we went through all of the cases where Gromo can be upgraded through Melechel Mashabbos, and we mentioned all of the different tenoyim which have to be met for this chumra that Melechel Mashabbos can upgrade something and make it into a maisa as opposed to a grama. We've clarified those points. Sure, I may talk a few points on Melechel Maisa in the upcoming shiur, and meanwhile, have a good day.